Morning America, this is Peter Aird Down Under Show, coming to you live from Australia. The time here is 20:30 or 8:30 p.m. and over in Central America you're 15 and a half hours behind me. God knows what you're waking up to or what the weather is, but today was a gorgeous day here, sunshine most of the day, a little bit chilly but fantastic, and no doubt some of you woke up to snow, some of you may have woke up to a nice crispy morning or overcast and rain. I'd like to say I've put most of that behind me now when I left England, because in England, as you know, you get all the seasons in one day, every day, and sometimes it's continuous rain. There's been a lot of flooding and what have you. The lines are open, no set agenda. I can tell you that tonight I'm fired up on all four cylinders. I could say I'm in a fighting mood, but I'm not a fighting man, so but the spirit's still there. My ancestors were very ancient knights and fought alongside the king, so that noble blood still lives on in me, even though we lost everything during the Civil War, like many Americans did during your Civil War. And I sometimes wonder what would have happened if the Roundheads and the Cavaliers, if the Cavaliers had won, because my family were Cavaliers. But anyway, it didn't happen. So one of my ancestors, he had 14 children, which was typical for that time of year, in the medieval days, and seven sons, and he built mansions for all the sons, and they were all scattered around in North Derbyshire in England, where basically the father could see all the houses from his location. And they were so affluent that they even had their own churches. But of course there was the usual, you know, Protestant versus Catholics, you know, we've heard that story so many times before. All wars are religious based primarily, and of course they're all interlinked to self-greed. And so my particular empire, my ancestral tree, came apart. I've always considered that my ancestral tree, which I've traced back to, I think it's 1116, very accurately, and been to see many of the tombs, and the stately homes are still standing there, but they don't belong to the family anymore. And I just reflect on that and reflect to the opulence and how they must have lived, and how my family branch obviously changed after the war. I always say that the branch fell off my tree and it had no fruit. And I sort of live on from that, actually, because I, as you know, I moved to Australia a long time ago and then moved back to England. I went back to England with nothing. I left everything to my ex-wife because I was duty-bound to do that. I don't know whether it was the right thing or the wrong thing at the time. I just felt terribly guilty, whether it was my fault or not. As they say, it takes two to tango. And so I left everything and my car and started afresh, which was very difficult. I built myself up again, and then, of course, I started to do what I've always been good at, being an activist, standing for what I think is right. And I've been like that in all my areas of employment, the oil, gas and mining industry, the military, obviously, I was in, and I've worked in almost every sector you can imagine, some of those positions quite senior. And I even was a general manager of a luxury jet reception center, looking after all the stars, the Formula One racing drivers, and royal family, high military, etc., etc. That was a beautiful job, but nonetheless, I didn't feel comfortable with it because it wasn't my sort of area that I was born into. And so we've got the first break. I'll be back shortly.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home. The Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the Peter Air Down Under Show, and good morning, America. If you're just waking up, for all the truckies that may be doing long haul driving or local delivery drivers, welcome to the show. If you feel like you're bruising your head on the steering wheel and you're nodding off, just get on the phone and let's have a chat. I'll wake you up for sure. Any topic you like, challenge me, ridicule me, whatever you want. Ask me any question on any topic. I mean, that's pretty good. That's what's good about the Truth Radio and RBN, because you can put us on the spot. We don't know what the questions are going to be. We don't know what the topic's going to be. Wouldn't it be fine if you could get the likes of Obama or David Cameron and the members of the Congress or Parliament to be put themselves in the same vulnerable position? It's not going to happen, folks, because they like to have their questions well rehearsed, so they can come out with their verbal diarrhea and bore you to tears. How many meetings have you gone to or conferences where you've listened to a president or a prime minister or the cabal talking and nodding off on the seat, just wishing you hadn't entered the building? Well, we've been there lots of times, haven't we? So, as I said, I'm all fired up on all four cylinders at the moment. I'm looking for a fight, but I'm not a fighting man. I just want to reveal the cabal, the New World Order and everything. And we've had many callers in. We've had James, Lou, Steve, and there's Kim in Australia. He never comes online, but I know he's listening. He passes some rather funny comments in writing. And, of course, there's Christine up in Alaska. A special thank you to her. She knows where I'm coming from, a keen supporter. And then, of course, we've got John in the Philippines. I'm not mentioning surnames without his permission, but John is in the Philippines, and he's an expat, as they say, a true patriot, worked in the military for your country like I did and many others, and eventually got totally disillusioned and got to know the truth. And so these people are out there. A lot of them escaped from your country. Some are in New Zealand, some are here, some in the Philippines, some a lot in South America, which I came across a few when I was transiting there. And of course, I myself have extricated myself from the axis of evil. And tomorrow is my appeal date at the Royal Courts of Justice, which is the true heart of the axis of evil, the New World Order. And I know it inside out. The buildings, I've, you know, walked in amongst them. And what I find incredible is that my lawyer is at the lower level of the New World Order, because he swears his allegiance to them, which I've explained on the previous programs. And the senior judge, who's a knighted judge, one of the most senior, is from the Inner Temple. I was just finishing up on this last night when we got cut off. And so that's the cabal, you know. I'm being represented by a New World Order lawyer and the most senior judge of the Inner Temple. The true axis of evil is taking the appeal. But as I said to my lawyer, you better represent me pretty good, because if you don't, I'm going to expose the cabal, which I'm going to do anyway after the case, but he doesn't know that. He might be listening now, who knows. But anyway, that's the name of the game. So my appeal's on tomorrow, and it'll probably be maybe 24 hours before I get the feedback. To all intents and purposes, we should win the appeal, because the person that took us to court for defamation, all the information that we provided to the police and to the media, i.e. my media, Air International, turned out to be correct. And she was charged, the female spy, was charged with all counts except one. And she didn't attend her own trial. She eloped to Argentina, where she's currently seeking political asylum. Or so they tell me. I personally believe that she's an MI5, MI6 front, in bed with the government. The government are actually running her case. So I'm up against the government and the Prime Minister. And she's probably still sitting in London somewhere, living the high life. And as I told you, I've been stripped of almost everything. And we'll come back to that a bit later on in the show. So my website, www.airinternational, that's E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com. And there you'll see adverts for gold and silver bullion. I'm starting to get a few inquiries in that area, but it's nothing you can live off. So anyway, I still push it, because that's the name of the game. And that wonderful natural antibiotic called Allicin C, which is one of the few natural antibiotics that kills the bug, the MRSA bug, which is throughout most of the UK hospitals, that don't seem to be able to deal with it. And of course, the pharmaceutical industry give antibiotics for no reason at all now, willy-nilly, costing the government huge amounts of money through the national health system, and really your body becomes resistant to them. But most of the natural products, we talked about this last night, do work, because it's God's nature, you know. As the people in the jungles of South America will tell you, for every problem, there is a cure in the jungle. So think about that. So that's Allicin C. Enough said about that. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. And John is listening in the Philippines. Thank you for the communications. You're on the right frequency. I'm there with you. Absolutely. And I would also add, and this is something for potential businessmen, I've never really understood why somebody doesn't grasp hold of the RBN and other truth networks and really promote them, because there is a thirst for the truth on air. You know that. There is great risk taken by the authors and by the broadcasters who support and talk on RBN, Paul Dropton, myself, and many, many others. You know, we don't want medals for what we do, but there is a requirement to keep RBN alive. This was made clear by one of the callers last night, if you can remember. It's so essential that RBN is kept ticking over, because it's the truth. You won't hear it on any of the Zionist-controlled media. Wasting your time with ABC, you're wasting your time with Sky News, whatever channel, CNN, the BBC, which was notoriously had so much respect in the past, has now succumbed to Zionism and is totally controlled and fabricated. And I actually caught the BBC out on a show, because a show with Dimbleby, a very famous guy that runs a show like a political voice show, has all these politicians on a panel, and they move around all the cities in England, and they came to my city, and I got on the show, and I sat on the front row, and I knew I was going to give them a bit of a scare. And so I put my hand up, and I got selected, and I was so excited. And I addressed one of the politicians there in particular. I said, this is not so much a question, but a statement. Is the member for Derbyshire, or Derby, I think it was South, aware of the massive corporate and government fraud in this country, amounting to trillions of dollars each and every year, that has been siphoned out of the country, not to mention the tax avoidance? Is the member aware of this massive fraud? Immediately I could see the host of the show panicking and put his finger up to the earpiece, because the control room was probably saying, get him off, or whatever, or words to that effect. And then all of a sudden the dialogue changed. There were other people giving questions, and they stopped the show and said, we've got a problem. And he put his finger again up to the earpiece, and then there was a break, and then the show was restarted. Now, just before the show, Dimbleby told me personally, as he stood on the rostrum there, he said, everything that you see in the audience there, whatever is said, goes live on air. That was an absolute lie, because they cut out that total segment. They even deprived other guest speakers from asking their questions. So that's censorship. And that was the first time it revealed to me that the BBC is just like the rest of the cabal, not worth any respect whatsoever now. I do go on to say that they still bring out some wonderful programs. But talking about programming and films, John will relate to this, because he sent me a little clip today. I've actually seen it before, which is how Zionism, the Illuminati, the New World Order, is portrayed through images on the big screen. And when you pay attention to it, you realize how factual it is. If you watch the Olympic Games in London, you can see the Illuminati or the New World Order symbols being clearly portrayed, and they're so arrogant with it now. It's like when they took down the Twin Towers, you know, this was no Islamic attack. We've been through all this before, all this verbal diarrhea that comes out from the military, from the inquiry, etc. Then your president has the audacity to go to Ground Zero and hang his head, in memory of the lost, and put the wreath there. How hypocritical can you be? This was an inside job. Your government was implicated, and Mossad and Israel played a major part. And maybe, you know, I'm not going to go on to this topic. I just go with the drift. Maybe you're not aware that the New Jersey police arrested a group of Israelis near the scene. They were caught with explosives. They were held for some considerable time, and they protested to the police saying, you shouldn't be holding us, you should be arresting some Palestinians. We are Israelis. And then they found out that two of them at least were Mossad operatives, right? Remember, they were caught with explosives in a van. And you can remember the incident about the so-called Arabs dancing on top of the van after the 9/11 Twin Towers came down, and this upset a lot of people. They were not Arabs, they were Israelis. And so these people were eventually released and deported back to Israel, then went on Israeli television. I've exposed all this in that in my article, which was called The Greatest Illusion Ever Seen. And again, if you don't know, we'll come back, because we've got another break, folks, so I'll be back soon.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time. Welcome back and good morning, America. This is the Peter Eyre Down Under Show coming to you live from Australia. It's the 5th of December, 20 days to Christmas. No doubt some of you are dreading this moment right now and the lead up to it. Some of you may not have a Christmas at all. I guess it's like Thanksgiving in a way. What have you got to be thankful for? You know, you're being ripped off. They're closing your industrial base down. They're taking over your houses, putting you out of work, putting you in a state of misery, making you totally dependent on the state. And remember, you're not run by a government, you're run by the New World Order. Because it doesn't matter whether it was Romney, whether it was Obama, it doesn't matter who got in, because they're all painted with the same brush. They're all members of the New World Order, and the Congress is controlled by the New World Order, which is Zionist base, the same as the UK government, the French government, whichever way you turn, it's the same story around the world. And they're there ripping off the system. And the financial collapse of 2008 was no accident. It was an intended operation. As I've said so many times before, they can take out any company, they can take out any country whenever they so choose. And then eventually they force the World Bank and the IMF onto you, which is also the New World Order. And before you know it, they've got their talons into you, and you're in debt forever, and you're subservient to them under their control with austerity measures, which just rip into the system even more, and you suffer as a result of those austerity measures. You're paying more tax, or you're paying the same tax, but you're not getting the service. And technically, if you're not getting the service, why should you pay for it? and this is what makes it so hypocritical. And then of course, they plead that they're running out of money, having siphoned the trillions out of the banking system themselves, and then the taxpayers' money is used to prop them up again, but it isn't used for the purpose of keeping the bank alive. It's siphoned off again into their own lucrative businesses, and that's how the system works. And just to prove a point, I've said this before, but it's very important you listen to this. The disclosed debt of America is said to be about $15.5 trillion. We know that's a lie. It's probably three or four times that. It's a debt that can never, ever be repaid. Even if you program the best financial whiz kid in the world would not be able to resolve the problem that you have in America. America financially is dead, but they're keeping it alive. They keep on printing off the money, and of course, you, the taxpayer, having to pay the Reserve Bank for that privilege through your taxes. Your taxes don't go into the healthcare system or onto the roads and public reconstruction programs. It goes in paying the Federal Reserve, which is a private entity run by the Rothschilds, run by the cabal, and so it goes on. And so I guess the crudest way of putting this is, if I dare say it, it's like peeing into the wind in a hurricane. Just think about that. Read between the lines. Okay, we've got our first caller. Welcome to the show, John, from Arizona, and good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. As you can tell, I'm all fired up, so let's fire you up, John. Go ahead.
Well, I had a question for you. You live in what, New Zealand or Australia?
I'm British, actually, but I'm dual citizenship. I'm British-Australian, and I've been in and out of the UK, gave it another stab, and after harassments and death threats and this court case stripped me clean of everything I've got, I've returned to Australia to try and build my life up in retirement, which is not easy.
Have the Zionists taken over in Australia as well?
Absolutely. And you know what is sad here? They've always said that Australia is classified as what they call the lucky country here. It's a very big country. It's a massive continent. But yes, the cabal are here. The Prime Minister is part of that cabal at the moment. And what shocked me was that you know that the American forces and the British forces have been using target areas like in the Caribbean, Costa Rica and all these sort of places and the Marshall Islands to test the depleted uranium weapons, etc., etc. And, of course, they've been kicked out of those bases because they're killing the local people with contamination, radioactive nanoparticles. And now the ex-Prime Minister, Mr. Howard, in Australia, signed up with the U.S. military for 20 years to allow your country and the Allies to come and blast the Rangers here with depleted uranium. So we're probably not so lucky now, John. Go ahead.
So is Australia a police state as much as America is or not?
No, not really. In fact, a lot of your countrymen have moved here, as they have done in New Zealand, but it's only a matter of time. The only thing that makes Australia unique, and actually at one stage, UK and America were very much like this, they had very strong unions, and they didn't like discipline. Obviously, you toe the line as regards the law, but they didn't like things being forced on them, and so there's a very strong voice here, and have the ability to change governments quite easily in that regard. So, to a certain degree, the people do have some control here still, but that's diminishing all the time, because we're also coming to the New World Order anyway. So, back to you, John.
Okay.
We've got a break, I believe. Just a moment. Yes, we've got a break coming up. We'll be back shortly, if you can hold on.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Time after time.
Welcome back to the Peter Airdan and the show, coming to you live from Australia. We have a caller online, but just before we go to the caller, he was asking me whether Australia has succumbed to the so-called New World Order or the Illuminati. Well, of course, I could answer that in a more defined way, that this country, New Zealand, all the ex-Commonwealth countries, the UK, all the countries that the UK took on board after the Magna Carta, including America, of course, are subservient to the New World Order, which administratively, financially, and judiciary-wise is controlled from London, but all are subservient to the Vatican, which in actual fact is also a misleading, because the Pope and the Catholic faith are not in charge. They themselves are subservient to the Jesuits. The Director General would have to be one of the most powerful men in the world, and of course the Queen of England and all the other royal families are all tied into being members of that organisation, but not controlling it. And what I can add here, which is coming into force as we speak, is the carbon tax is being imposed in Australia, which is an absolute farce. As you know, that all started with the likes of your Al Gore over in America, who's made an absolute killing and become a multi-billionaire as a result of it. I can assure you from my own experience along, and I've been associated with the environmental movement and being in the military in the Arctic Circle, that there is a natural cycle that is taking place at the moment. And no matter what we do, that cycle cannot be stopped. And one could say, why is the Arctic ice cap melting? Nobody gives any reference to the subterranean volcanoes that are underneath the ice cap. what does hot venting gases do to any ice, the same as it does when you take a bottle out of the fridge. You know, this is not rocket science. And what happens when they try to blame you and I for driving our cars or having a V8 or a V6 car, which is a bit high powered, and they're going to tax you on it. But we're the small people. The corporate sector is not being penalized for this. Who are stripping these vast tracts of land in the forest? The deforestation. Yes, the little farmers are doing it. But who's creating all these biofuel, vast tracts of land to give a biofuel, which is not required? There's no shortage of oil or gas in the world. Please understand that. There's still yet a lot more to be found. So it's all a farce. And yes, we are succumbing to the New World Order. And so back to you, John, for a comment.
Yeah, Peter, I just got done reading a book by Michael Collins Piper from American Free Press. Do you know who he is?
No, I don't. I'm a loner. I keep to myself, and I do research, but I do my own research, and I don't talk about anything I can't prove. So I'm sorry about that. I'm not that well informed with the person you're mentioning, but you tell us about it.
Well, the name of the book is called The New Babylon. And basically what Michael Collins Piper says in his book is the New World Order is basically a Jew world order. It's a Jewish utopia, and he says that the Illuminati and Freemasons and basically everything was the Illuminati was formed by the Jews.
Yeah. Well, I can support you on that because I'm very familiar with this Babylon concept in it from a different angle, of course, not from that author's point of view, but from my own knowledge base. And I know, for instance, yes, the prime source of the New World Order is definitely Zionist based. But having said that, it's probably wrong for me to... Just a moment. I'll be with you in a minute. It's probably wrong for me to actually use the term Zionist because that's giving, you know, an injustice to some of them because there's some good guys in there as well. We should be talking about the mafia Zionists, the people that don't care two hoots about their fellow Jews in Israel. As far as they're concerned, they're quite happy for them to become the sacrificial lamb. It doesn't register with them at all. So that's the situation, and so yes, I can understand totally where you're coming from, and but what people don't understand is, and again, this is hypocrisy. Just imagine that the people that were professed to cause the Holocaust and wipe out so many Jews as they did, 6 million or whatever the figure was, that cabal. We're in bed with the Nazis. So when you talk about the New World Order, like the Bushes, for instance, who are not the Bushes, they're sheriffs, they've all got a Nazi background, all linked to the SS. And so you've got these mafia Zionists in bed with ex-Nazis, which of course form the CIA, who are in bed with Christian Zionists, who are equally as bad, some of the original Puritans, as they call them, that are breakaway groups, I should say. And then all them are linked to God knows how many royal families. So, yes, it is Zionist-controlled, absolutely, and the Rothschilds play a major part. But please understand that it's the Lucifer religion, if you can call it that, the Jesuits that's controlling everything. But they're all in bed with each other. How can a Jew or a Zionist be in bed with the people that were trying to exterminate them? I can't understand. Back to you, John.
Well, actually you had mentioned the Holocaust, and according to Michael Collins Piper, the Holocaust did happen, but the number of amount of people that were actually, the Jews that were actually killed is questionable.
Obviously, this is a very sensitive topic, and we have to be so careful on radio. Like in England, if you push this too far, you're done, under arrest. But yes, you're spot on. There is some discrepancy there. And what I find very objectionable is, why is it every year we have this ram down of throats But what about the 8 to 10 million that died in the Democratic Republic of Congo through our greed in trying to take their resources? There's no balance in this argument at all, John.
Well, what about the 50 million Christians that were killed in communist Russia?
And, yes, you know, absolutely.
And actually, that was a Zionist, basically, Schiff's, Warburg's, and Rothschild's financed the Bolshevik Revolution. Were 50
yes,
million.
And those same Zionists actually created World War I and World War II and are still behind the current conflicts. And remember that the Agenda 21, remember that the UN is part of the Illuminati, the World Health Organization, the International Court of Justice, NATO is their military arm, and so this is ongoing. You heard your president even this week saying, be careful, Syria, Mr. Assad. If you step out of line and use WMDs, we're going to come after you. Now, after him, NATO have said the same thing. This is the New World Order trying to incite World War III, and they're doing a good job of it.
Well, basically, Syria is a sovereign nation, and so is Iran. And from what I understand is that the bankers don't have control over those two countries yet. Is that true?
Not totally, because I have a long list here. You may find this incredible to believe, but nearly all the reserve banks and central banks in almost every country is owned by the Rothschilds, including Iran.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that. What about Russia?
You carry on talking and I'll try and pull the list up, but putting my finger on it right now could be a problem. But if you carry on asking or drifting on to another topic or asking a different question.
I know I'm kind of all over the board because I've got all this stuff floating around in my mind here, and I've read so much that I'm trying to put two and two together, and why our media is demonizing Russia and Iran and Syria. From what I understand, is they're not participants in the New World Order yet. I'm a little bit confused, I guess.
Okay, well, I've got the list up now. I'm just trying to. Oh boy, I could read the whole list off. You would be blown away if you saw it. But let's have a look at Russia. I'm just piling down the list. It's a very long list. It's absolutely incredible. Let's have a look. Libya, Central Bank of Libya. So I've got a way to go. It's an incredibly long list. Please understand that. Yeah, there we go. Central Bank of Russia. Spot on, my friend. That is owned by the Rothschilds.
It is?
Absolutely.
Huh.
So, when you said your head is spinning around, that's exactly how I felt when I came on the show, because although I don't have a set agenda as such, I do a scatterbrain, you know, approach to radio, and so that's how I approached it tonight, because I don't know what the callers are going to talk about. I started to talk about my family history, but my head is bursting tonight. That's why I came out in a fighting mood. I'm not a fighting man, but I'm determined, as John pointed out in the Philippines, one voice, one person can make a difference. A million people can change the world. They are small in number. We are huge in number, but we don't appear to be able to tackle the problem.
Right. Well, that explains why Russia doesn't intervene in Syria and Iran, because they're being held off by the Rothschilds for whatever reason. I don't know.
Yes, and of course you've got part of that cabal, and this is what's so ironic, is that you know that in the Islamic faith, all the people that are Muslims are brothers and sisters towards each other. That's a very strong union, and yet you get the organizations like Turkey, which is part of NATO. So Turkey is part of the cabal. They're part of the New World Order, but they're also Muslims. So they're, when they are on about taking an American missile defense system on the border with Syria, it's quite obvious who's pulling the strings here. It is not an Islamic controlled nation. It is a NATO controlled by the cabal, by the New World Order that's dictating the rules. And just remember NATO's policy, this is a New World Order army, that an attack on one is an attack on all. So when your president and NATO said today, if Syria attempts to use a WMD, a weapon of mass destruction, or chemical and biological warfare, America and or NATO will carry out a strike, whether UN agree with it or not. That means that these people are so arrogant now, they can do exactly what they want. And I just put an air of caution on that, that if they go into Syria, that's going to upset the Palestinians, it's going to upset certain groups in Libya, and it's going to turn Iran into a ball of fire. You're looking at World War III down the barrel here, and we should not allow it to happen.
Well, I went on Press TV, which is an Iranian news station today, and they said on there that Syria doesn't have WMDs, just like our press here is demonizing Iran, saying that they're building a nuclear weapon. They've actually had several inspections by the IAEA, and they don't have nuclear weapons. It's another lie that they're telling the Americans in the press here.
Well, I don't know as I can agree with that totally. I know where you're coming from, and on pure paperwork, you're absolutely correct. But being an ex-man that's worked in intelligence in NATO myself, and knowing what America, the UK's done, France, Germany, Japan, Sweden, South Africa, you've got to understand that our countries will sell their grandmother's blouse if they have to. There's no morals, there's no ethics into this. They will sell a missile to another country, and that missile can be used on your own troops. They don't care about that. It's all about money. It's about one of the most lucrative businesses. So, for instance, when Iraq went to war with Iran in the 80s, which was a very long war, your government, my government, and I can give you the list, I can even list, even VX gas, which is the deadliest gas on earth, and mustard gas and all the other things, were paid for and sent by America, by the UK. My government actually established the chemical and biological warfare laboratories for Saddam Hussein. He used those chemicals against Iran, and he also used them in the Gulf War against some of the military bases in Saudi, although this didn't come out in the media, and he also used them on Israel. So where I'm coming from here is that our governments, our respective governments, have sold chemical, biological warfare and also given them the technical know-how to build nuclear weapons to all what could be considered an enemy of today. I'm not saying Iran is an enemy, because it isn't. It's never gone to war with anybody. When you talk about Press TV, I spent 6 weeks in Tehran doing some programs from there. And they're the most beautiful people on earth, believe me. Why we would want to go to war, this has nothing to do with weapons development. It's nothing to do with chemical or biological warfare. It's a geopolitical plan that was laid down by another Zionist called Paul Wolfowitz of the Project for the New America. You can look it up yourself.
Yeah, I know about it.
Yeah, he planned these attacks 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And they were reconfirmed in the Pentagon just after 9/11, which was an inside job.
Exactly.
And so we're on a path of continuous war, which is Zionist-based and is no accident. So it's all a game.
Yep. Yep, I know all about the Project for a New American Century. I was in the military myself. I was in for 8 years during Gulf War I, but I wasn't in Iraq. I was stationed on a ship. I was a nuclear weapons security guard. So...
Now that's interesting. You're probably covered under the Official Secrets Act, but I'm going to put you on the spot now. Well, not on the spot. I'm going to first tell you, after your time in the military, now knowing the truth, were you disillusioned, and do you feel that you're not a patriot anymore? Because what you went to war for was nothing to do with what actually happened in reality.
No, actually, I feel like I'm more of a patriot now that I know the truth, because I took an oath to the Constitution, which so many of these, everybody in the military takes an oath to the Constitution, but they don't even know what it says anymore, and they think they're fighting for freedom. I live near an Air Force base, and I talk occasionally with some of the guys in the Air Force there, and they think they're fighting for freedom. And I ask them, well, if you're fighting for freedom, why is our government destroying the Constitution?
Yes, well, we talked about the Constitution last night, John. In actual fact, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all the other legal paperwork was actually written and signed for by the Illuminati on both sides. That makes it illegal and not worth the value of a strip of toilet paper.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And your country doesn't belong to America. Your country is considered to be the same as a company or corporate which generates income for the Illuminati, and all your taxes go to the cabal, and your country is not owned by America. We've got a break coming up. We'll be back shortly.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
Answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
Good morning to you. This is Peter Adam of the show coming to you live from Australia. The time 21:25 here, 9:25. You're 15 and a half hours behind. Waking up to God knows what sort of day. No doubt the winter's set upon you, but here life's a breeze. Wonderful weather. So I'm sorry if that upsets you, but that's a fact of life. My webpage, www.air, spelled E-Y-R-E, airinternational.wordpress.com. Your gold and silver bullion requirements are on there, and that wonderful natural antibiotic, Allicin C. which was captured by Peter Josling, a British scientist, who managed to basically capture this allicin, which the process of crushing about 20 cloves of garlic into this wonderful capsule, which you can now take, and is one of the few natural antibiotics that kills that deadly bug called MRSA, which is all around most of the UK hospitals. Okay, enough said of that. We've got John still on the line. I'll go back to you, John, because I've lost my drift.
Well, I only had one more question for you. Did you hear about the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going to build a multi-billion dollar bunker in Israel within the next 2 years?
Well, I'm not quite sure the benefit of that, to be honest with you, because I presume if he's building a bunker in Israel, is that for himself? Is he Jewish, or is it for the Jewish people?
It's for the IDF. And actually, you can go on veteranstoday.com and read all about it, but they're building... well, according to Michael Collins Piper, is actually the center of the New World Order is going to be in Israel.
Well, I think that is we could say a kamikaze approach to life, because if people understand, and you would know, that as far as depleted uranium is concerned, you can't screen it out. There is no breathing apparatus that can screen out the nano radioactive particles from depleted uranium. It's more of a gas than particles in reality. And they found this out in Los Alamos when they were doing the early nuclear tests. And they said, what a wonderful way of disposing of people in mass without creating a footprint, which I don't agree with, because everything leaves a footprint and everything can be traced through scientific research. So where I'm coming from is that if you've got a bunker, how are you going to screen out the outside atmosphere?
No, that actually explains that on there. They're going to be able to screen out radio active. I don't know how. You know, I'm not that. You'd have to read the article. It's at veteranstoday.com.
Yeah, I know the program quite well, and I do communicate with Veterans Today in a big way. Duffy, as you know, is one of their kingpins, and
right.
he supports me quite a lot, and he puts a lot of my articles up there. He calls me an expert, but I'm certainly not an expert. I just change my hats and step into whatever mode the conversation's on. I mean, I have traveled extensively, and like you, I've been in the military, but I was going to ask you about, were you on carriers?
No, I was on a sub-tender.
Oh, okay, so because I was on carriers, but I'd just like to remind you, because a lot of military men may not be aware of this, but when conventional weapons are on a carrier, they're brought up by conventional lifts onto the flight deck, where they're put onto special trolleys, they've moved underneath the aircraft, whether it be a Hornet or a larger aircraft that's got belly space for such weapons, and it's all done in the open. But when a nuclear weapon comes out, A, is it's guarded by the US Marines down in the below decks. You're not allowed into that area. When you go to the entrance to such a compound on board the carriers, for instance, there is a series of squares which are colored yellow.
It's called a buffer zone.
Yes.
And it's called a buffer zone.
And in the center of the yellow is a red square. We've got a break coming up. Just stay on the line, John. Sorry about that.
All right.